وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi assalam. We were looking at the letter written by him to one of his commanders, Malik al-Ashtar, in trying to teach him and advise him how he should deal with his subjects and the people that he will be under his command. Now, it's important that we look at some parts of this letter because it does highlight a lot of the problems that we are still facing, that these problems are what we call human rights, these problems that we don't seem to be getting enough of, which is our rights. So Amir al-Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi is trying to draw our attention to these things. And now this letter itself should be applied in every single system that ran by man. Amongst the things Amir al-Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi talks about in this letter, he talks about the establishment of the clergy. Now, that is a very important establishment, and it is extremely dangerous one as well. It is important because obviously we know people need to get to know their Lord and they need to grow on their spiritual aspects. It is dangerous when those clergymen abuse and misuse religion for their own personal advantages. As if we have a look back to history, we see most of the major wars that destroyed the world, you know, going back all the way back, you will see that most of those religions were led or were initiated under the pretext and under the name of religion or under the name of God. Not that those religions actually invited such a thing, but people exploited religion for their own adventure, for their own adventures and for their own benefits and gains. So a lot of the clergies who were driven by their own desires, they have used it for their advantage. So it is important in one side and dangerous from the other side. So what one must do, especially when you talk about those who are in power. So Amir al-Mu'minin says to Malik, select the best amongst them for your confidential correspondence. Obviously, there has to be a system of selection. Okay, you can't just bring anyone. You can't say, well, he's my cousin, he's my relative, he's a person that I know, he's got a good CV. That doesn't work. They need to be chosen. They need to be selected, especially when it comes to clergy, as we said, because it's a very sensitive position. And he says, such among those as possesses high character and deserves your full confidence. So you need to choose a man, as we call it from jurisprudence perspective. He has to be adil. He has to be just. A person, his character is known to all to be the best. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said when it comes to clergy, we have to choose the best amongst them. We can't just use anyone. So men who may not exploit their privileges or the privileged positions to go against you and who may not grow neglectful of their duties. That was a part of what Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Malik. Because if you choose them right, two things are going to happen. First, they're not going to go use their position to go against you, and they will not be neglectful of their own duties. Because I can, like on the top of my head, I can mention a few names in the Muslim history, clergies, who when they took the position of clergy in the government itself, they created havoc. Take, for example, one of them who issued the fatwa to kill the imam of his time, Imam al-Hussein alayhi as-salam. He was the head of the clergy of his time. So he had to give the green light to Yazid, may Allah curse him, and he ended up killing the master of the youth of paradise. Or, for example, when we look at other characters who created and who gave the green light to atrocities that were committed under the name of God. So those people, sometimes they either become neglectful of their duties and they create havoc, or they exploit their position, as we see, for example, with Talha and Zubair. Because they were clergymen, they were the companions of the Prophet, they were very well known. They came to Amir al-Mu'mineen. One of them said, I need to be the governor of Kufa. One said, I need to be the governor of Basra. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, based on what should I give you these positions? What, because you're a pious person? Or is it because you have the skills that's required to run a city? So he saw absolutely no point, and he saw there is no valid reason to why he should give them this position. When he refused to give him the position, what happened? They led a war against him that was a result of killing minimum 15,000 Muslims, and most of which were companions, because that was at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So most of them, they saw Amir al-Mu'mineen. So choosing the clergymen, it's extremely important, and that's something the Imam alayhi salam highlights to Malik in order to establish justice and make sure justice is applied for people. They need to have the just people in the system, even when it comes to clergymen. And he says, do not select men for such work mainly on the strength of your first impression of affection or good faith of such matters of fact. Sometimes people pretend to be good. You know, you look at them from the outside and you think, mashallah, those people are very good worshippers. They fasting and they praying and they good character. But then we don't see how they are from within. We don't get to go in depth and, you know, look into their lives. So this is required. You can't just use, or as we say, you cannot judge a book by its cover. You have to see and you have to look at them from every dimension to make sure that they are fit for this position. Because if they are not, then the rights of people will be taken and the rights of people will be lost. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآله.